Begin the current daven. Sefta's getting daven samach gimel. Begin on the bottom of samach beis and beis. Four lines up on the bottom of the avod. Where the gemara continues with the following halacha relating to the discussion we had in the previous daf, which began the sixth parak, parak ha'omer, and which, as the gemara will continue, will relate to the halachas mentioned in our mishnah. Which again, we spoke about the halachas of shliach regarding the husband making a shliach lahalacha and the woman making a shliach likabala. And then there's a discussion what happens when the woman herself makes a shliach likabala to receive the get from her husband, sends the shliach to the husband, and then the husband says to him, I want you to be a shliach. Is he making him his own shliach lelacha? Is he acquiescing to the shliach being the shliach lekabala for the woman? That's some of the discussions we're going to have on this daf. So the Gemara says, the Gemara teaches the following halacha. The case is talking about how we just described it, where a woman tells to her shliach, Havi ligiti, go ahead and bring for me my get. She didn't say, be a shliach lekabala for me. She says, bring it for me, meaning be my husband's shliach lelacha. Now, the thing is that the shliach ends up telling the husband, the ishtacha amra, you know what your wife said? She said, hiskaba ligiti, go accept my get for me from my husband. In other words, she made me a shliach likabala. So really, she made him a shliach lahalacha, meaning she can't make him a shliach lahalacha. She said, but receive from my husband, he'll make you the shliach lahalacha to bring it to me, which that only takes effect when she receives it by her hands. He's claiming that she told him, which that's not the case, be a shliach likabala for me, which is that the moment he receives it in his hand, then she becomes divorced if he was a shliach likabala. Now, v'hu, the husband responds, Amar, he says, look, heilach kamasha amra. Here it is, as she says. That's how he responds. Do as she said. Amar v'nachman, Amar rabbe baravu, Amar rav. So he says the following halacha. He says, afila higia get liyada, even if they get, not only that it reached the shliach's hand, even if the shliach makes his way back to the woman and gives it to her hand, in the Megureshes, she's not going to be divorced, as the Gemara is going to explain the reason for that. Now, what would seemingly be the reason? Says the Gemara, Shema Minah, what we could infer from this halacha of Rav Nachman, is that when someone says to a shliach, do as your mishaleach said, do as the person, meaning you're telling me that somebody sent you to me, where that's the same case over here, where you're claiming the woman sent you to do something as an agency for her to get from me. So, there is a certain halacha which is discussed elsewhere, Masechet Bamitzia, this same type of discussion, whereas when there's somebody saying that, look, somebody sent me to do something, which actually is not what that person had said, you can infer that the halacha would be, adibur didei kosamach, that the one who's acquiescing to that request of the shliach, when he's saying, do as that person said, because he's relying on what the shliach had said. In other words, like in the case that we're discussing over here in Rav Nachman, the husband is relying on the words of that the shliach had said. In other words, when he tells him these words, heilach kamasha amra, okay, do as she said, what essentially he's saying to the shliach is, okay, I trust you that what you're claiming is that you're shliach likabala, which actually that's not the case. He's not really shliach likabala. The wife did not make him a shliach likabala. She said, bring it to me, not accept it from me. Now, therefore, that's what we see from the halacha of Rav Nachman. That's why she's not divorced. Because when the husband gave it to him, he gave it to him under the pretext of that he's shliach likabala. He didn't make him a shliach lehalacha. Now, the problem is, as we said, he's not really shliach likabala. So that's why it can't be a get, because shliach likabala he's not, and the husband cannot make him a shliach likabala. He could only acquiesce to the woman's shliach likabala, and she didn't make him that, and he didn't make him a shliach lehalacha, so he's nobody's shliach. So therefore, says the Gemara, you could resolve from here the question that we had in Masechet Bava Metzia and Seches Umnin, that when you have such a type of a case where the one who sent him said one thing, but then the shliach tells that person something else, and that person says, okay, do as you're supposed to, who is he relying on? Is it a dibur didei? Is it relying on the shliach's words? Or is it relying on when he says, do as you were told, he's referring to what you were told, I don't know what you were told, I don't necessarily believe you, but do as that person had told you to do? Here, seemingly, we could see from Rav Nachman's halacha that it's you're relying on the words of the shliach, as the Gemara says. Because if it was true that when he says, do as she said, that what he's saying is that, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't even know who you are. But do as she said when she had appointed you to do the shlichus, and he's relying on her words. Well, then, but then the halacha should have been that at least when the get comes to her hands, then she should be divorced, because she made the shliach into shliach lailacha. I mean, she can't do that, but she said, be my husband shliach lailacha. Now, the husband's also making him a shliach lailacha, because he's saying, whatever she said, I'm saying. I don't know who you are. So if she said be a shlich le'locha, and he's saying okay, do as she said, so he's also making her a shlich le'locha. So then, okay, she's not going to be divorced when he receives it because he's not really shlich le'kabbalah, but she should be divorced when she receives it. And for the factor of Nachman says she's not going to be divorced, even then, obviously it's because he's not relying on her words on the mishaleach, he's relying on the shliach's words. And that's why the situation will be that she can't be divorced because now he's neither a shlich le'kabbalah, which he's claiming he is, and neither is he a shlich le'locha because husband didn't make him one. On that, Amar Vashi says no. Says no right. Hachi hashta, can you compare the two cases, meaning the question that we have in Masechtas Bava Metzia regarding a generic case when the Meshaleach says something to the Shliach and the Shliach tells something else to the person that he's coming to? Who do you rely on? Can you compare that to the Halacha of Rav Nachman? No, you cannot. As the Gemara continues in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Bishlami i'itma ipcha. Look, I'll tell you what a type of a case that Rav Nachman had said that you could have inferred this Halacha from. Let's say it would have been the opposite. Meaning, the way we just described it was the woman says, Haveli, bring it to me, not Hiskabel. And he told the husband, oh, she said, Hiskabeli. That, as Rav Ashi will clarify, there's no raya to that case in Bava Metzia. But had it been the other way around, let's say it was, she said, Hiskabeli Giti. Let's say she's the one that said, receive the gift from me. But actually, when the Shliach came to the husband, he said, Ve'ishtocha Amra, but your wife said, Haveli Giti, bring the gift for me. Which, as we'll see, that's an important point where he's willing to go through the tircha of bringing it all the way back to her. Meaning his kabel, the moment it gets to his hand, she's divorced. Doesn't even have to go back the 3-day journey back to where she lives. Havili giti, he would have to. So let's say that was really what had happened. She said his kabeli, and he ended up changing it to havili. Now, vahu amar, and then he responded the way Rav Nachman's case was, heilich kemash amar, okay, do as she said. And va amar of Nachman, amar rabba, vu amar rav, and had Rav Nachman said that halacha is, Kibin Shagia get liyadoi migureshes, that once the get reaches the shliach's hands, then she's divorced. There is where you could say, you're right, then you would have been able to infer, Ama dibur di dokadosamach. That obviously he relies on the woman, on the mishaleach's words, and does not believe the shliach. Rather, he's relying on what she had really told him. And therefore, since she had said hiskabali, and he's saying, do as she said, which is also to be a shlich le'kabbalah, then the moment it reaches his hands, she would. If he would say, if that would have been Rav Nachman's halacha, that she would be divorced right when he gets it, then you could say that adibur didaka samach. Or inami, let's say Rav Nachman would have said otherwise. Let's say Rav Nachman would have said regarding that case, that actually from the moment that the get reaches liyada to her hand, then is where she's divorced, then you're right, then you could have inferred actually the other way around, that adibura didaka samach, that he relies on the shliach's words. And in other words, he is believing what the shliach said, what he claims she had said. And although she said iskabeli, he's believing him that she had said haveli giti. And that's what he gave it over to her to be, to the shliach, to be a shliach le'alacha. And therefore, that's why it's when she gets the get finally by her hands, then it's where she's going to be divorced like a regular shliach le'alacha. And then you could prove adibur didei. So you're right, either one of these halachas had Rav Nachman said in the case we just described, which is the opposite of the case that Rav Nachman really says, you could infer either way that Adi Burdi De or Adi Burdi Da, and that would have answered the question. But says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, Elohacha, but in the case that Rav Nachman's talking about, when he says she's not divorced at all, even when it reaches to her hands, you cannot infer from there, that as the Gemara had assumed, that the reason why is because he's relying on the Shliach's words. Because as Rav Ashi explains as follows, he says that even if he actually relies on her words, and he's actually making him a shliach lahilacha, as she had originally said, haveli kiti. Reb Nachman actually would be teaching us that the reason is because the shliach himself was not coming under that context. In other words, as the Gemara explains, mishum de'akri shliach l'shlichusi l'garmihu. What's happening in this type of a case is that the shliach is saying, I'm not being that shliach. I don't want to go through that effort of coming all the way back to you 3 days journey. The Amar, because what's the Shliach saying in the case of Nachman? Shliach le'kabbalah havina. He says, I'm willing to be a Shliach le'kabbalah. La'ilacha la'havina. I'm not interested in being a Shliach le'ilacha. In other words, because the way the Rav Nachman's case was, where she says, Haveli Giti. You know what Haveli Giti means to say? My husband lives a 3-day journey. Haveli Giti means that you got to go there and you got to bring it back to me. That's only when I become divorced. So when he comes to the husband, he says, oh, you know what your wife said? She said, Iskabeli Giti. When he's changing that, you know what essentially he's saying? He's saying, I'm not interested in going back. Shliach le'kabbalah, the moment it comes into my hand, she's divorced. I don't got to go back for those 3 days. Now, since that's what he could be saying, therefore, even if he ends up changing his mind and he says, you know what, you know, she really told me to be a shlech lelacha, I'm going to go back and bring a dar, that's Reb Nachman saying it's still not going to be a get, because originally, when he became the agent, the shliach, he wasn't becoming the shliach's baal, the shliach lelacha of the baal, because he was telling him, hey buddy, I'm not being a shliach lelacha, I'm not going back for 3 days. Now, even if later he has a change of heart, and he does, like Reb Nachman said, that even if it comes to our hands, she's not going to be divorced, because he's not the shliach. Neither is he har shliach l'kabbalah, har shliach l'alacha, because he said, I'm not interested. And he was not the husband shliach l'alacha, so I'm going to be shliach l'kabbalah, but he's not a shliach l'kabbalah, because the woman didn't make her. The only one that can make him a shliach l'kabbalah is the woman, and she didn't say that. So that's why Rav Ashi says there's no raya from Reb Nachman's halacha to prove that a dibur didei kasamach. It's not because he's relying on the shliach, and since the shliach really told him not what the woman had said, that's why it's not going to be valid. No, because actually you could say, as if it had been the other way around, that then you would be able to infer if it's because he's depending on her or on him. This case is different. This is because nothing to do with that fact. This is that since she had said havili, and he's saying he's kabbali, essentially he's saying, I'm not accepting upon myself the shlichus that you want me to do, because it's too much of an effort. Whereas again, in the case that we had proposed, that Hari would have said, which was when she said iskabali giti, and he said that your wife said havili giti, where obviously he's willing to go even to more effort, then we could say that that would be a proof from one of those cases. But the case over here, again, is only because he wasn't willing to be that shliach that you were appointing him to be, and even if he changes his mind later, it's too late because he's not that shliach. Now, on Amar Rav Huna Bachiya, he says, Toshima. So we could infer from our Mishnah, and that's why this halacha comes over here, a refutation to Rav Nachman's halacha. And this, as Rashi will explain, goes according to both interpretations, either like the Gemara's original assumption that Rav Nachman's halacha is that adibur didekos samach, that he relies on what the shliach is saying, and since the shliach said his kabbali, so he's not making a shliach halacha, but the problem is the woman didn't make him a shliach like a bala, so he's nobody shliach, or like the way the Gemara is answering now, that nothing to do with that. You can't prove that he's relying on the shliach, even if he's not, even if he's relying on the woman, the husband. And the woman said, I want to make him a shliach le'alacha, and the husband's also making him a shliach le'alacha, but even if the husband's relying on the woman, it's still not going to be a get, even though they're both agreeing to be a shliach le'alacha, because the shliach not willing to be a shliach. I'm not willing to go through that effort. I'm not going to be a shliach le'alacha, and I'm not going to listen to you or to you. Now, that's why we said that even if he changes his mind later on, it's still too late because he didn't accept the shlichas when it's time to be a shliach. Now, however, the Gemara asked under Rav Nachman's halacha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, which opened up this perek, Ha'imer eskabel get zel ishti. If a man tells to a shliach, I want you to receive this get from my wife. Oy, ha'ilich get zel ishti, or take this get to my wife. So the halacha that we said was, Ratzalach se yachsab, he wants to retract, he could retract, because a shliach le'alacha, a get is a liability for a woman, and the shliach le'alacha is not considered a get until it reaches her hand. So until it does, he can retract. But says the Gemara, time of the ratz, it sounds like the reason is that if he wants to, then he could retract. Halai ratz. But if he didn't want to, he let the shliach do what he wants to, and it finally gets to her hands, have a get. Then there would be a get. Now the question is, v'amai, why? Why is that even a valid get when it reaches her hands? Habal lav bar shav yishliach likabalahu. A husband cannot make a shliach into a shliach l'kabbalah. Now the problem is, he said he's kabel getzel le'ishti. In other words, he's saying, be a shliach l'kabbalah for my wife. Now, Ella, so rather, what says Rav Huna, what you have to say is because Aminon, we say that although he only gave it to him in the categorization of being a shliach l'kabbalah, still we're going to say when it reaches her hand, she's going to be divorced. Why? Because kivin shenosav einav l'garsha. Since he obviously wants to divorce her, he's thinking about divorcing her, he's trying to send a shliach to go bring her a get. Now, when he ends up finding out that he cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah, so then he says, you know what, fine, I'm sorry, I said be shliach l'kabbalah, be shliach l'alacha, whatever it takes, I want this woman divorced. So what's the understanding? It's because Meima Amar, the guy, the husband tells himself, to garish, kol hecha demagarisha, be divorced, however you got to be divorced. I'm sorry, I said in the wrong words, I said shliach l'kabbalah, I made a mistake. Fine, be shliach l'alacha. But we see that even though originally when he made him the shliach, even though he made him in the incorrect, he didn't make him a proper shliach, he wasn't really a shliach, still, whenever it's found out that it was wrong, so okay, he'll agree to whatever it has to be, and that's why it's going to work. So therefore, asks Rav Huna Bar Chiya, so hacha, here in the case of Rav Nachman, nami, the same thing should apply. That even though, as we just explained, especially according to the Rav Ashi's interpretation, that, or even according to the Gemara's original interpretation, that at that moment, he didn't become a shlich leilacha, because he was saying, she said hiskabali giti, so he was coming under the pretense of that he's a shlich lekabbalah, but still, since obviously the husband wants to divorce his wife, and because he's agreeing, he's saying, okay, do as she said. So when it ends up switching around and they find out that this was a mistake, so the husband will be agreeable, because Meima Amar, he'll say, look, Tagarish Kalhecha de Megarsha, let her be divorced however she has to be divorced. In other words, when we'll find out that it was not what she had said, although he went under the pretense, as the shliach told him, that he's a shliach lekabbalah, and even if he's saying he's relying on his words, like the Gemara's original assumption, and he was saying, okay, be shliach lekabbalah. Now we said, Rav Nachman said, so that nothing could work. Because shliach lekabbalah, he's not really, and he didn't make him a shliach lelocha. But as Rav Huna Bar Chiya, but we see from the Mishnah, you don't have to really be a shliach at the time that you were made to be a shliach. We see that even though he says it's gabali, where he cannot be a shliach lekabbalah, when he ends up finding out later along that, okay, finds a be shliach lelocha. Even though when he made him a shliach, he wasn't really, quote, a shliach. So here in Rav Nachman's halacha, you should say the same thing also. Although, yes, when he made him the shliach, he made him not really a valid shliach, because he's not really a shliach lekabbalah. But still, later on when he finds out, then you should be able to go ahead and change the categorization and make him a shliach lelacha, like you see from the Mishnah. Why can't there be a get when it reaches her hand? So the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two cases, Rav Nachman and our Mishnah? No, Hasam, over there in the Mishnah, Adam Yedeya She'en Shlichas Lekabbalah. Everybody knows you can't make a Shlich Lekabbalah. How could I make you a Shlich to receive? Receiving is with a woman, is her Shlich is an extension of herself. I can't make you an extension of herself, as we said, because that's a liability. The Gum of Renosin L'Shem Halacha. So essentially, what he concludes, and he really gives it to the Shlich for the intention of being a Shlich L'Halacha. In other words, although he said his Kabbal gets El Ishti, what really he's saying is his Kabbal Vahoylich, as we said in the previous daf. And as Rashi explains, what the Gemara is answering to Rav Huna Bar Chiya's question is, it's not like the way you said. You were interpreting the halacha of the Mishnah to ask on Rav Nachman that, oh, you see that even if there's a deviation in the middle from being really a non-shliach to a shliach, that that's going to work. That's not really the reason. Because actually, even from its inception, when you see his Kabbal gets El Ishti, you are making him an appropriate shlich. How? You can't make a shlich lekabbalah. Because you don't really mean to say that. You know you can't make a shlich lekabbalah. You're saying, his kabbal gets a lishti. Accept this for my wife. And be hoylech it to her, because I'm making you a shlich lelacha. But hachatai. Here by the case of Rav Nachman, the husband made a mistake. He made an error. He thought, because that's what the shlich told him, that his wife had made this guy a shlich lekabbalah. And he relied on him. And he only gave it to him for the purposes of being makabal. And that's why she's not going to be divorced. Now, as Rashi explains, that was how Rashi explained it according to, if we say Rav Nachman's halacha is like we had assumed. Now, according to Rav Ashi's interpretation also, it's the same thing, that it's not difficult from our Mishnah, because he explains that Rav Nachman's halacha was because the shliach essentially was saying, I'm not going to be a shliach in the beginning. I don't want to be a shliach halacha. I don't have to go all the way back. I want to be a shliach lekabbalah, and that's why he's changing her words when he tells the husband. So the Gemara's answer is the same thing, has the same answer, where the reason of the Mishnah is different is because the Mishnah, he is becoming a shliach, because he's saying, Iskabal v'haylich, and originally he became a shliach. Now, but as Rashi points out, this that the Gemara says these words of hacha toi, here the husband's making a mistake, is only going according to the Lishna Kam, according to the first interpretation of the Gemara, where the Gemara had assumed that the reason of Rav was because he's relying on the words of the shliach. So then he was mistaken, he was misled by the shliach, because the shliach said, this is what she said, and he was relying on him. And that's why it wasn't working, because he's not making a shliach at all. But again, according to Rav Ashi's interpretation, I don't have to say the words hachatoi, it's not about that, it's not about the error, it's about the shliach really saying, I don't want to be a shliach at all, not about the husband's mistake as it is. But either way, it's not difficult from the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, however, Amar Rava, Rava says, Toshima, he wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah later on, Samachei Maralf. The Mishnah says over there, Ketana sha'amr hiskabali giti. If a minor girl says to a shliach, receive my get for me from my husband. So the halacha is, eino get, atshe yigi get liyada. It's not going to be a get until the get reaches her hands. Now the reason being is because a minor cannot make a shliach. So therefore, although she tells this person, be a shliach for me, he's not really her shliach. Rather, he's actually like the husband's shliach that's sending her the get. Now, asks Rava, but one thing that we see from the Mishnah is, ki mati gita liyada miyamagarsha. But when the get finally reaches her hands, then she is divorced. Now the question is, according to Rav Nachman, why? By mine. Baholam shliach loy locha shavya. This husband didn't make this shliach loy locha. His wife sent this guy to be a shliach like a boss. So he goes, okay, here, accept it for her. Now, how does that work? She cannot make a shliach like a bal, and he's not making a shliach like a locha. Elo Amrina rather says Rabbi, obviously we say, Kivin Shanasav Eidlam Lagarsha, and this is the same type of a question Rav Huna Bachi had asked on Rav Nachman, the way he's interpreting the halacha in that Mishnah Samachay, is because since the husband wants to divorce her, obviously, so Mei Ma'amar, he tells himself to Garsh, Kalech the Magarsha, let her be divorced however she has to be divorced. She wants to get, here you have it. So, although he's giving it as a shliach like a bal, but even though that's not going to work, okay, you tell me that didn't work, fine, let him be a shliach le'alacha. So says the asked Rav, Hachinami in Rav Nachman's halacha too, Kimish Nasav Elam Bagarsha, since obviously this man wants to divorce his wife, because that's why he's giving it to the shliach, Meima Amar, you should also say the same thing that he tells himself to Garsh, Kalech the Magarsha, that let her be divorced however she should be divorced. Why does he say that? Whether it because it was a mistaken pretense or because the shliach was avoiding to be the shliach lailocha, but either way, he ends up bringing it to her. So then the halacha should be that even though it wasn't the shliach initially, but at the end it should work, just like we're saying in this Mishnah Samachay. So again, the Gemara answers seem to have an answer. Now, hacha hashti, can you compare the two cases? No. Hasam adam yedeh shein shlichas lekatan. There, the husband knows that a minor can't make a shliach, and he knows that this shliach is not a shliach lekabala. And rather, when he gives it to the shliach, he really knows that it's not a shliach lekabal, and he's giving it in the context of being a shliach le'alacha. But hachatoy, in the case of Nachman, that's a different type of alacha. Here, it wasn't a shliach in the beginning; it was a mistake, it was an error, and therefore, if you had initially not given it as in the agency of a shliach, then later on, it's already not a shliach. You can't go ahead and switch in the middle. You don't see that from the Mishnah Samachay, because actually there it's not switched later on. It's actually a shliach even from its inception. So the Gemara continues asking on Rav Nachman. Toshima, let's come in here from a braisa seemingly not like Rav Nachman. The braisa says, if the woman says to the shliach, Havili giti, bring from me my get. Now, the thing is, but the shliach, when he comes to the husband, he says, V'ishtach amri, you know what your wife said? Hiskabali giti. Accept the get for me from my husband. Or actually the other way around. Let's say the woman tells to the shliach, hiskabali giti, accept for me my get. B'yishlich l'gabala. Now he, however, tells the husband, v'ishtacha amar, your wife said, havili giti, bring me for me the get, that I should be only a shliach le'alacha. Now, v'hu amar, now, the husband responds in any one of these types of terminologies, where he tells the shliach, okay, haylich v'tenla, take and give it to her. Or he tells the shliach, zechila, merit it for her. Or v'iskabala, accept it for her. If he says it in any one of these ways, says the braisa, rotz alach zayachsa, if he wants to retract, until it gets to the woman's hands, the husband could retract from the shliach delivering it to his wife. Which the Gemara is going to explain how we understand this halacha. Now, but mishigiyah get liyado, when the get finally reaches her hands, then megureshes, then she's divorced. So says the Gemara, my love, kabbalah akabbalah, isn't it that when the husband says the words in response to the shliach, when he says hiskabbalah, he's saying it in reference to the case of when the shliach says that your wife said hiskabbalah giti. And v'haylocha ahaylocha, and that when the husband says, okay, so be haylich v'tenlo, go ahead and take it to her, was in reference to the case of when the shliach says that she says that I should take it for her. Which, as Rashi explains, that the Gemara's assumption is that, let's say one of the responses that the Braisa said the husband says is zechi v'hiskabel, okay, merited and accepted for her. Now that's going on the case where the similarly the shliach had said that your wife said, that his kabbalah giti, and the case of when the husband says hoylich v'tenla, go ahead and deliver to her, is going on the case where the shliach had said that your wife said havelah giti, the same type of terminology, and meaning that he's agreeing to essentially what the shliach said, although that's not what the woman said. The woman actually said the opposite, but similarly that's the case of what the brayse is talking about, where the halacha in the brayse says that when the get reaches her hand, she's going to be divorced. So says the Gemara, that seemingly is a refutation of Rav Nachman's halacha, specifically from the case of when the shliach claims she said iskabel giti, and so the husband says, okay, be makabel get zeh le'ishti. Now, the problem is because what did she really say? She didn't say bimakabel to get to me. She said havaligit. Now, he said that your wife said hiskabel. And he's saying, okay, hiskabel. Now, in this case, explicitly, he's giving it to the shliach under the context, under the pretext of being a shliach likabola. Now, the problem is that the husband can't make the shliach a shliach likabola, and she herself also didn't make him a shliach likabola. She made him a shliach lelocha. And yet still we're learning from this braisa that he is ultimately going to be a shliach, albeit a shliach lelocha, because, meaning that, as the braisa says, once the get reaches her end, she's going to be divorced. Now, what must be the explanation? That how is that working? The shliach is saying, she made me shliach likabola. He's saying, okay, be her shliach likabola. Now, so we're saying, once it reaches her end, she's divorced. How is that working? He's not really a shliach likabola. And the husband himself cannot make him a shliach likabola. So must be, says the Gemara, like we said before, because kivish nasav inim legarsha, since he wants to divorce her, obviously, rest he wouldn't be giving the get. So then we say that, okay, fine, you're not a shliach likabola, you're a shliach lelocha, whatever it takes for it to work. Now, therefore, says the Gemara, if that's how it's working in this case of the Braisa, then for sure where the husband tells him different. He doesn't say in this case we were discussing where she says Haveli Gita and he says Iskabel, which is exactly the same type of case of Rav Nachman. Instead of him saying, as we're saying in the Braisa, Iskabel, but rather he says exactly like Rav Nachman's case, where he says, okay, Heilach Kemoisha Amra, do as she said. Where there you could even say that he's not even relying on the words of the Shliach, rather he's relying on her words, where that's that she said to be a shliach leilacha, and if even in that case Rav Nachman holds that she's not going to be divorced even when it reaches her hands, then for sure it's difficult on him, because in the Bryce's case, where at least in the case Rav Nachman says, for sure the Bryce would hold that she would be divorced when it reaches her hands, because either way you look at it, because either Bryce is saying that when he says she said hiskabel, which she didn't, and he says okay hiskabel, it's going to be divorced when it reaches her hands, how's that working? Must be working under the mechanics of he said, okay, so it was a mistake. She's not really he's not shliach lekabala. It'll be shliach lelocha. But for sure, when he says heilach kamasha amar, where even if he's not working with what the shliach said, maybe he's relying on what the woman said. For sure, that means to say that they're both agreeing he should be a shliach lelocha because she said haveli giti that when it reaches her end she'll be divorced. But that's not like Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said that she's not going to be divorced even when it reaches her end. So that's seemingly refuted from this brisa. So the Gemara says, loy, no, it's not true that. The case of when the husband says iskabel is going on when the shliach says that she said iskabel, and that kabbalah is when he claims that she said iskabel. Rather, kabbalah, this that we learned in the braisa, that when he says to the shliach, okay, merit it for her, or iskabelah, that's actually going ahaylocha. That's going on the case of when he says that your wife said havili giti, where she also made him a shliach likabbalah. And that's the case that we're talking about, where she told him hiskabel gets ela ishti, and there is where we're saying that if he says hiskabel, now they're both saying the same thing. That's why it's going to work. Now the Gemara actually will ask, then why does the Braisa say that in Motz Alach or Yachzer he can retract until it reaches her hands? But why? Since you're saying the reason why it works in that case is because both the woman and the husband, not like what the shliach was claiming, she said, both are making a shliach lekabbalah, and he's acquiescing to the woman's shliach as lekabbalah, then why could it retract? Then she's divorced the moment the shliach gets it. I think Mar will address that question. Now, but the case of kabbalah is going on haylocha, and v'haylocha, the case of when the husband says, haylech betenla, take and give it to her, that's actually going a kabbalah. That's going on the case where the shliach claims that your wife said his kabbalah gets a lishti. But really, she didn't say that. She actually said, havili giti. So she and him are agreeing for the shliach to be a shliach lahalacha. That's why it's going to work. So although the shliach is saying, oh, his kabbalah, he's changing the words, but the husband's not really going on what he said, that's why it's going to work. But you're right. In the case of kabbalah, when the shliach says his kabbalah gets, when he's saying that your wife said his kabbalah gets alayishli, and he's saying, okay, be makabbalah, that wouldn't work, because really she didn't say that. And that's exactly what Rav Nachman had said. When she said to be a shliach lahalacha, and the shliach claims that she said to be a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband says, okay, do as she said, since, again, like in the first interpretation of Nachman, he's relying on what shliach had said, which is incorrect, that actually wouldn't work. That's not the case the Bryce is talking about. The Bryce is only going kabbalah on haylocha and haylocha on kabbalah. Now, the Gemara asks, as we just alluded to this question, I kabbalah or haylocha, If it's really true when the husband says his okay, so be his gabel gets ela ishti, that it's going only on the case that when the shliach claims that she said of haveli kiti, but really she did say be mekablet for me. So then michimata gita liyadi. Then the problem is that once the get actually comes to the hand of the shliach, then la'alta lahava gita, and then actually automatically it should be a get, and she should be divorced the moment it reaches the shliach's hands, because as we just explained before, both of them, the woman and the husband, are making the shliach into a shliach likabala. So why did the Braisa say in Ratz alach ziyachsa that he could retract even though the shliach got it until the woman gets it? So the Gemara says, seemingly, shamet minowa, we could infer from this Braisa, the way we just explained it, is the adibure di day, that on the words of the shliach kosamach, that's what the husband's relying on. In other words, you could resolve the question that we had posed earlier from the fact that the husband could retract, that he's relying on the words of the shliach. Because he's saying that your wife said that haveli, that you should, that she wants me to be a shliach le'alacha. Now, obviously, the husband is believing him. And that when the husband is saying hiskabel getzeh le'ishti, you know what he really means to say? He really means to say hiskabel v'haylech, that okay, I believe you. She really made him a shliach le'kabbalah. But the shliach is saying she said I should be a shliach le'alacha. So when the husband's saying hiskabel, where we said that the case of hiskabel is going the case of halacha, really he's not saying okay, be a shliach lekabbalah, because if that was the case, she'd be divorced right away. And we're saying that the Braisa says only when it reaches her hands. Must be that he's saying hiskabel v'halach. That, in other words, like we explained previously in the Gemara, where the Gemara had said that if Rav Nachman had said the opposite of what he said, where let's say in the case of when the woman really says hiskabel giti, and he claims that your wife said haveli giti, and he tells him, Helich Kamasha Amra, we said, had it been that Rav Nachman said, oh, that when it reaches her hand that she's going to be divorced, then we said we would have resolved the question and we would have said that a dibur de shlich kasamach. Similarly, that's exactly what this Bryce is saying, the same type of a conceptualization, which is that he is relying on the words of the shlich, and that's why she's not divorced until it gets to her hand, because the shlich is claiming he's a shlich lailacha, and although he's using the words hiskabel, it means hiskabel v'haylich. Like we said, that's what the word hiskabel could mean. So again, similarly, we answer the question that the Gemara Bava Metzia poses: is do we rely on the words of the shliach or the mishaleach? Similarly, we rely on the words of the shliach. So the Gemara says, "No, can you compare the two cases? Hasam over there, this that we had said previously in the Gemara on the top of the Amid, that if Rav Nachman had said the opposite, similarly like the case that we're discussing over here, where when she said hiskabeli giti, and then he says to the husband, no, you know what your wife said? She said haveli giti." And then the husband says, okay, Helich Kamasha Amr, do as she said. And we said, had Rav Nachman had said, that when the get reaches her hands, then she's going to be divorced. Then we would have answered the question to say that obviously we're relying on the words of the Shliach. That's only over there because Ka'amar Le Helich Kamasha Amr. Because what's the words of the husband? He says, do as she said. Now, since had Rav Nachman said that she's not going to be divorced when he receives it, then you could answer that question that we have in the Gemara, but Metzia, which we had asked in such a case when the person that's acquiescing to the request of the shliach and says do kamash amr, do as your mishleach said, that what's he telling to the shliach? I believe you what you're saying, and that I'm making you shliach le'alacha like you're saying, and that's why had Rav Nachman said that she's only divorced when she gets it, that would have proved the question that we have. But hacha over here from the case of the Braisa, where he doesn't tell him, Helich Kamosha Amra, he says, Zechi v'hiskabel. Okay, you're claiming that you're a shliach le'alacha. And really, we know she made him a shliach le'kabbalah, but he doesn't know that. He says, okay, so Zechi v'hiskabel, go ahead and merit it. Mi kamalei Helich Kamosha Amra? Is he telling him these words of that, okay, do as she said, which then you'd be able to answer the Gemara in Bava Metzia? No. Here that where the Braisa is saying that he can retract until the woman receives it in her hands is because since the shliach told him that she made me a shliach lahilacha, and his response is, okay, hiskabel getzeh ishti, accept this for my wife, it's because he knows, he doesn't know more than what the shliach is telling him. The shliach is claiming he's a shliach lahilacha, he knows he can't make him into shliach lekabbalah. So therefore, when he's telling him, be miskabelit, of course that's what it has to mean. It has to mean hiskabel v'hailach. But not because you're relying on the words of the shliach. It's just because, what more could I do? I can't make you a shliach le'kabbalah. Okay, so when he says hiskabel, it's hiskabel v'haylich. But what the Gemara is saying is, But the truth is, what the Gemara is trying to say is that had he said, Halach Kamersha Amra, do as she said, maybe I could tell you that he actually would be relying on her words and he would not believe him. And he would make it contingent on what she really meant to say. And actually, in such a case, maybe the halacha would be Imratz al-Afzer, lo yafzer. Because actually, you're right, in such a case, when she really made him a shlich li-kabbalah, and he's also saying, be miskabel getzel ishti, they're both making him into a shlich li-kabbalah, and therefore, yes, then she would be divorced right away. But from the fact that the case of the Braisa says that she's not divorced right away, is not because he's relying on his words. That would only be indicative if he says, Halach Kamersha Amra, which obviously I mean to say he's relying on the words if the Braisa is saying that she's not divorced until he reached her hands. No, it's because he says these words, Iskabel. What do you mean when you say Iskabel? You obviously mean you make him a shliach l'ilacha. That's why. Not because he's relying on his words, because he himself is making him a shliach l'ilacha because he knows he can't make him a shliach l'kabbalah, and that's why he must mean Iskabel v'haylech. And therefore the Gemara does not conclude any way to answer the Gemara's question about Metzia regarding if it's Adibura Dida or Adibura Diday. Are you really relying on the words of the Mishaleach or the words of the Shaleach? Nothing more continues in related discussion of Hilich Kazachi. Regarding that, we're discussing regarding when the husband makes a Shaleach Lailacha, when he says, bring this, take this to my wife, is that like saying merit it for her or not? So the Gemara says, turn upon and we learn the Braisa. Hiskabali Giti. If a woman tells to a shliach, accept my get from me from my husband. Now, when it comes to the husband, he says, V'ishtach amra, you know what your wife said? Hiskabali giti. I mean, he says the same thing his wife. Not in the previous case where he switches it. He says the same thing. Now, but v'hu aimer, but the husband says, Hailech v'tenla, take and give it to her. Or he says, Zachila, merit it for her. Or he says, V'iskabala, accept it for her. Says the Tanna Kama, Ratza lachzer lo yachzer. If he wants to retract, he cannot retract, because definitely in the case when he agrees and he says, okay, be makabel far, so he's accepting that he should be a shlich l'kabbalah. And when he says, zachila, he's for sure saying, okay, merit it far, which since she wants it, it's a merit far, and therefore she's divorced right away. But even in the case of when he's saying, hoylech v'tenla, go and give it to her, still he cannot retract, because the opinion of the Tanna Kama is that hoylech is kezachi dami. Take this for her, is like saying merited for her, and when she already wants it to be a shlich l'kabbalah, he'll be a shlich l'kabbalah, even though the husband had said, haylich. Now, Reb Nosson, he disagrees. He says, haylich b'tenla, when he says to the shlich l'kabbalah, take and give it to her, then ratzel afzal yachzef. If he wants to retract, he could retract. Because obviously he's making him into a shlich l'haylocha. He's saying he holds haylich is lav kazachi. Whereas Zachila, Biskabala, if he says merited for or accepted for, then Ratzalah Salyasa, then if he wants to retract, he cannot, because the moment the Shliach gets it, he's a Shliach like Kabbalah, she's already divorced. Now Rebbe Yam, he says, Bekulon im Ratzalah Salyasa, in all these cases, even in the case of Hoylech, the husband wants to retract, he cannot. Avalit Ma'amraloi, but if the husband tells to the Shliach, Efshi Shetekabala, no, I disagree, I'm not accepting that you should accept this get for my wife, so he's revealing his intention that when he's saying Hoylech, he specifically does not want it to be Kazachi. Ella, Hoylech v'tenla, rather take and give it to her. I want you to be my Shlich Leilacha. Then Rotzalach Ziyasr. Only in that case, if he wants to retract, he can retract, because he uprooted his being, the ability of it being a Shlich Lekabal. Now the Gemara asks Rebbe behind the Tanna Kama. Similarly, the opinion of Rebbe is the same as Tanna Kama, who holds Hoylech is Kazachi. So that the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, if you want, you could say, Efshi Aslash Minan. You're right, it's the same opinion as Tanna Kama, but Rebbe added on another component where even though when he says, Hoylech is usually Kazachi, but when he says, I do not want you to be Shlich L'Kabbalah, rather Hoylech V'tenla, then it's not going to be Kazachi. Or, Iba Yisema, if you want, you could say, Hokamash Mlon, what the Bryce is teaching at the end is that, Man Tanna Kama, who is the Tanna Kama? It's Rebbe. And that's, you're right, it's the same opinion. Now, Iba Yisema had the following question regarding this Bryce. Heilach l'Reb Nosson, not hoylech, which means to take, rather heilach, which, although it sounds very similar, really means something like, hey, like this, lach is yours, like this is yours. According to Reb Nosson, that he holds hoylech is lav kazachi, when you say heilach, kazachi dami, would he agree that that would be like, okay, merit this for my wife? Oy lav kazachi dami, or would that also still be not like zachi? So Rima says, Toshma, it's being arrived from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, ho'imer iskabel getzel ishti. If a husband says to a shliach, accept this get from my wife, oy hoylich getzel ishti, or take this get from my wife, so ratzel after yachzef. If he wants to retract, he can retract. As we said, that's the halachic status of a shliach leilacha. Whereas ha'isha sha'amra hiskabel legiti, but if the woman says, accept this get for me. So in other words, as Rashi explains, the way the Gemara is understanding over here is that if initially the woman had told this shliach, his kabel gets ele ishti, and then the husband now, to that same shliach lekabala, gives it in one of these two terminologies that the Mishnah opened up with either saying his kabel gets ele ishti or hailach gets ele ishti, says the Mishnah, oh, then rotzalach zelo yachza. Then if he wants to retract, he cannot, because the woman already made him a shliach lekabala, and now when the husband's giving it to him, the moment it gets to his hand, he can't retract. So Gemara continues on Talmud Beis, my love, isn't the case of the Mishnah talking about behelach. It's talking about a case of when the husband says heilach, v'reb nasin, and that's reb nasin, where although he disagrees by hoilech, and he says that if the husband says hoilech, if he wants to retract, he could retract. The reason why over here that he cannot retract is because it's talking about a case of heilach. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about behelach v'rebi. It's talking about a case of the reason why the husband can't retract when the woman wants him to be a shlich l'kabbalah. So it is a schus. So when he says, let's say, zachi, or a term like zachi, which is not heilach, but rather hoilech, because it's going like Rebbe, who he holds hoilech, is kezachi dami, and that's why the husband can't retract. Tashma, a similar type of a proof that Gemara wants to bring from the Mishnah, but the Mishnah continued after that and said, so lefikach, therefore, since the husband won't be able to retract in these cases when the woman already made him a shlich l'kabbalah, and it is a merit for her, she wants to be divorced the moment the shlich gets it, and therefore if he says either hoilech or hiskabel, then the woman's going to be divorced right away and he cannot retract. So therefore, the only way that he would be able to retract is im amar lo habal, if the husband tells to the shlich, if she should the kabbalah, no, I don't want you to receive it for her, elo hoilech v'tela, rather I want you to take and give it to her, then is where ratz alach z'yachza, then he would be able to retract. So says the Gemara, time of the Amr Yafshi. The reason why is because he says, I don't want you to be a shlich l'kabbalah. Haloi Amr Yafshi, but if he doesn't say that, Rotzalach zolo yachze, then if he wants to retract, he cannot retract. Says the Gemara, my love behelach v'rem nasin. Isn't it talking about, which seemingly it seems to be the same thing the Gemara had said before, so one will wonder what the Gemara's assumption here is, but it's that, why not? It's talking about a case of where the husband says, heilach, and it's going like v'rem nasin, and that's why he can't retract. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about b'haylech v'rebi. It's talking about where he said, haylech, like Rebbe, who holds haylech is kezachi, but maybe Reb Nosson holds even haylech is not kezachi. So the Gemara says, Tashma, says, come in here, bring a raya from the following b'raisa. The b'raisa says, haylech gets ele ishti. If a husband says to his shliach, bring this get to my wife. Ratzalach z'yasa. If he wants to retract, he can retract. But if he says, haylech gets ele ishti, here, this is a get from my wife. If he wants to retract, he cannot retract. Says the Gemara, whose opinion do we know that we have recorded that says, when he says, take this, that if he wants to retract, he could retract, meaning that is lav kazachi. That's Reb Nosson. And yet in that braisu, it says, but if you say, if he wants to retract, he cannot retract. Obviously, we can infer that even Reb Nosson, who holds Hoylech, is Lav Kezachidami, but Heilach is like saying here, merit this for her. Shema Minah, clear proof in the Braisa, Reb Nosson would agree by Heilach, it is Kezachidami. Now, the Gemara continues on this theme, if Hoylech is Kezachidami or not. So, Edma, we learned, Hiskabali Giti, if a woman says to her Shlich, accept my get from me from my husband. Now, the thing is, when he comes to the husband, he says, so he says the same thing as the woman. He says, okay, she said, receive the get from me. But he says, take this get and bring it to her. So he says, you know what happens in such a case? Essentially, the shliach becomes the husband's shliach, because he's saying a term of lav kazachi, of hoylech. But at the same time, he's also har shliach, because ultimately he did say Heilich. And therefore, as we'll explain shortly, what's the understanding of Rav's halacha, if the husband dies before the get comes to her hand, which is in this quasi type of situation, then the halacha is going to be v'choyletzes. In other words, we're not going to allow her to have yibum. We're not sure really if she's divorced or not. And rather, she's going to have to do chalitza. So the Gemara asks, in way of explaining Rav's halacha, lememr, is that to say the mesafkele l'rav, the rav is unsure, I hoylech kezachi dami? If when the husband says hoylech, if that's like meritist for my wife, If Heilich meant Kezachidami, then the moment the Shliach would have accepted it, she would have been considered divorced. Or Ilav Kezachidami, or maybe he's not sure if Heilich is Kezachidami. That means to say she was not divorced because he died before it ever reached her hands. So are you saying that he's not sure, and that's why he's like his Shliach at the same time, but maybe he's also her Shliach, and therefore we're not really sure if Heilich is Kezachidami or not, and therefore if the husband dies when the Shliach has it already, we're not sure was she divorced when he received it, because Heilich is Kezachidami, or maybe she was not divorced because Heilich is Lav Kezachidami, and that's why he says that, okay, so when he dies, you can't do Yibum, because maybe she was divorced, but neither can you go without Chalitza, because maybe she wasn't divorced, so you got to do Chalitza. But I know the Gemara asked about Voyitma, but we learned seeming clearly that Rav had an opinion on this question. Because the halacha was said that if someone says, Heilich mona l'plein ishani chayivle, he tells somebody, a shliach, he give this money to this guy who I owe him this money. So Amar Rav, Rav said, Chayiv, the mishaleach, the one who's sending this guy to pay back the money that he owes this guy, is responsible b'achri yusai, for the liability if something happens to that money on the way. The reason being is because the lender didn't tell that guy to be his shliach, so you can't make the responsibility on the guy he's paying up to. But Rav said, v'im bolachs or in the chayzer. But if the guy, if the loiva, if the borrower, the mishaleach, the one who's sending this guy to bring the money to him, wants to back retract, and before he gets it, he says, no, I changed my mind, I don't want you to pay up this money, I need it, he cannot retract. Why not? Obviously, because when he says, Heilich man, the word heilich is kezachidami. It's like he already married it for the guy who wants to be paid up his money. So though the responsibility is not on him, but it already was mezakid to that person, which that's a total schia. So you see, Rav holds heilich is kezachidami. So why here seemingly does it seem like Rav holds that he's not sure if heilich is kezachidami or not? So that the Gemara answer is not difficulty. Hasam savig mamayna lekula. That case that you just asked from is a situation of where we say that a doubt regarding monetary law, we go lenient. In other words, as Rashi interprets, what does that mean? There's a halacha called Hamaitzim Mechavera. If someone wants to take away something from somebody, it's what's called Yodei Al Tachtoin. He has the lower hand. He has the onus of proof is on him. So therefore, in this situation where Heilich might be Kezachi, maybe when the Shlich got that money for that person, for the lender, he was already Zeichet for him. Now, we're not sure. So by monetary law, we're lenient. In other words, we say that we will consider it like Zachi, and therefore the borrower who was sent the guy to have the money, the onus of proof is on him, and we don't know, so he can't prove that Heilich is not Kezachi, and that's why we say that he can't retract, because it's already in the hand of the Shliach. But Halacha Safek Yisur L'Chumra. Yes, Rav always held that it was a Safek. In that case, by the Safek, we'll be lenient on the lender, and we'll let him keep the money. The Shliach, he can't retract from the Shliach. But here, when it comes to a doubt regarding an iser, but prohibitory law about dini arayis, they would go stringent, and therefore the stringency comes out that you have to do chalitza, because you're right, we're not sure if she was divorced or not. Now the Gemara continues with a different halacha from Rav, continuing on these halachas of shlichus, of being a shliach. So Amar Rav, Rav says, ein ha'isha isa shliach lekabala gita. A woman cannot make a shliach lekabala to receive her get, miyad shliach bala, to accept it from the shliach lahilacha of her husband. So although we said that a husband can make a shlich le'ilacha, and a wife can make a shlich le'kabbalah, but Rav says, a shlich le'kabbalah cannot receive a get from a shlich le'ilacha. Whereas Rav Chanina, he disagrees. He says, Isha eisa shlich le'kabbalah gita mi'a shlich bala. He says that a woman could make a shlich le'kabbalah to receive her get from her husband's shlich le'ilacha. So seemingly that would make sense. Why not? So the Gemara asks, my time of the Rav, what's the reason of Rav? So the Gemara gives two interpretations. Either you could say it's because it's a disgrace for the husband. In other words, he's going to think, what, it doesn't pass? It's beneath her dignity to receive my get from my shliach, where she herself is not going to go ahead. She'll just send someone else to go get the get from my shliach. So the problem with that is that he might then say, you know what? I'm not making this guy shliach halacha. She has the audacity not to go herself. And that's the problem, because now he's going to be uprooting the shlich from being a real shlich le'ilacha, and that's not a valid get. Now, whereas, although we said generally the woman can make a shlich le'kabbalah, that's different because the husband's giving it to the shlich le'kabbalah. So obviously he's not concerned about that, because he knows, and he gives it to the shlich le'kabbalah anyway. But when he's not giving it himself, but rather he has a shlich do it, we don't know for sure if he's okay with it, because he's not doing it. And therefore we're concerned that really he's not making this a shlich le'ilacha. That's why we need the woman herself to get it. Or if you want, you could say, for a different concern, which is a case of a courtyard which only the woman acquires at a later point in time. In other words, that where the husband goes and he puts the get that he's giving to his woman in his friend's courtyard. Now, then the woman, she wants that get, she goes to that friend and says, I'll buy the field from you, which has the get inside. The halacha is actually, that's not a valid gerushin, because the pasuk says, v'nasim b'yada. He has to put the get in her hand, or in her courtyard, which is included from the halacha of v'nasim b'yada. Now the problem is here, when he had first put into that field, that wasn't her field. And therefore, when she goes and acquires it, it wasn't him, you're lacking the v'nasim b'yada. So although she ends up getting it, that won't be valid. Now, therefore, this interpretation holds that we similarly make a gzeira that the woman shliach cannot receive it from the husband shliach. Because on some level, it's similar to that halach of chatzah bala achamekein, which doesn't work. Why? Because the husband first goes and puts it into his shliach's hand. Afterwards, she makes the shliach to receive it from that shliach. Now, that's eerily similar to people confusing and thinking that, oh, the chatzah that the husband puts in is his shliach. When she acquires that field then the chatzah becomes her shliach. Oh, that should work. Because I know, I was once there, I saw that the husband made a shliach, and then the woman made a shliach, receiving from that shliach. Now that will work, because that's from dini shlichus. With that's extensions of the people. When the shliach lehalacha gives it to the woman, it's not a chatzah giving it to the woman. It's an extension of the husband giving it. It's really v'nasim b'yada. The shliach is like the gufay of the mishaleach itself. That's why that works. But chatzah, that doesn't work that way. And therefore, to avoid that confusion, they said that even in the case of shliach leilacha, cannot give it to shliach lekabbalah. So the Gemara says, "My benai, what's the difference between these two different interpretations of the reason of Rav's halacha?" So the Gemara says, "Ike benai, the difference would be the kodme ihi v'shav yishliach, where she had made her shliach lekabbalah first meikara initially, where before the husband gave it to the shliach leilacha, she already had her shliach lekabbalah prepared. Where now that's not similar to a chatzla bala achamekain." Because that's only when she, after that, went and made that chatzar into her shleich lekabbalah. That's where it could be confused. When she first made the shleich lekabbalah, that wouldn't be a problem according to that interpretation, but again, according to the interpretation of Bizoyin Debal, that would be still a concern, and that would be the difference between these two different interpretations. Now, the Gemara continues with a related discussion. Hu gavar de shadur lagitu ledebesu. There was a certain man that sent a get through a shleich to his wife. Now, azal shlicha, so the shliach comes, he's coming to deliver the get to the woman, and he encounters the woman that she's kneading dough. So Amala, he says to her, "Heilech gitech, here it is, here's your get," and he wants to give it to her. So, because he has to fulfill v'nasa b'yada. So Amarle, she says to him, "Look, can't you see I'm busy kneading dough over here? Lahav b'yadach, let it stay in your hand." In other words, what she was essentially telling him, that you be my shliach lekabbalah, my hands are dirty, you accept it for me, and I'll be divorced. So Amar Rav Nachman said, "Im Isa l'Reb Chanina, that if I would know that halacha is like Reb Chanina, who, as we just quoted before, argues in Rav, and he holds that a shlich li kabbalah could receive from a shlich li halacha, avdi ba, I would have paskin in this situation, uvda to a case like Reb Chanina, and I would have said that the woman's divorced." And I wouldn't be concerned like Rav is concerned of Chatzer HaBar La'achamekin, which is exactly the same type of a case. It's actually more that way, because the same Chatzer is the Chatzer that then she's using to receive it. That's the same thing over here, where the Shliach Lo'iloch is the same person that she says, "Oh, can be my Shliach Lo'ikabola for me." Rav Chanina is not concerned with that. Only Rav is. If I would know that Allah is like Rav Chanina, I would say she's divorced. Now, on that Amalei Rav asked on Rav Nachman. He says, "What do you mean? You think that even if you would hold a Reb Chanina avdis ba'ovda, you would have paskin, you would have said the halacha is the way you just described it? That's not true. You run into a different problem in the context of the halachas of agency of shlichas. Because here you have a shliach that cannot go back to the husband. In other words, when you have a shliach that when he's executing for the one who sent him, then he becomes a shliach for the one who he's being sent to, which is exactly the case that we just described, where he's really shliach leilacha, and then the woman, instead of releasing him from his shliach, is that he could go back to the husband, she says, "Okay, you be my shliach now." What ends up happening is that severs his being a shliach from the first one who sent him, which didn't give him enough time to go back to the one who sent him to say, "I did what you told me to do," because he's already busy with a new agency of the person that he was sent to. Now the problem is, one of the halachas of shlichus is that you have to be able to go back to the one who sent you to report back that you did what you were sent to do. And in this case, well, you can't because you're already now engaged in the new shlichus of the woman of being her shlich l'kabbalah. That's a shlich that's not fit to go back. That's not a shlichus. So therefore it says, Rava, even according to Rabbi Chanina, she would not be divorced because that would be a deficiency, a lacking in his capacity of shliach. Because if you're going to do that, then it turns out he wasn't really a valid shlich l'alacha because a shlich has to be able to go ahead and report back. And if he's now moving on to being a shlich l'kabbalah, he's not able to do that. So shochu lekamed rabami. So this was a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rava regarding if she would be divorced according to Rav Chanina or not. So they sent a question to Rabami. So shochlu, who he sent to them, like Rava had said, loy chaz shlichas, it's labal, that this is a problem. You can't say that she's divorced because he can't be a shlich lekabbalah for her, because if he was, then he wouldn't be have been a shlich lelocha because he wouldn't be able to go back and report back to the husband what he did. So therefore, even according to Rav Chanina, it wouldn't work. But Reb Chibur Abba Amar, he said actually regarding this question, he says, Nisyasha Bedavar, we have to look into this until it settles our thought process regarding this question to be able to answer appropriately. I don't have the answer yet. It's a good question. Now, Hadr Shalchu Kamed Reb Chibur Abba. A few days later, they sent back to him the questions to say, okay, did you think about it? Do you have an answer? So Amar, he said, Kol Hani, all these times, Shalchu Lava Azli, they keep on asking me and sending me and sending me, asking me the question, the answer to the question. He says, what do you mean? Don't they know? Just like they have the question, we have the same question. It's a good question. I don't have an answer yet. Now, actually, therefore, the Gemara says that what he was saying was, this, that we have a doubt about this halacha in the Beis Medrash, is regarding an area of arayas, meaning regarding marital relations, which is if she's married or not, is she divorced or not. Now, therefore, regarding a safik of arayas, of such a stringent of iser, the halacha has to be that we have to go, if he dies, we have to go stringent, and if he dies around the children, she's going to have chalitza, and not like the way Rabbi Ami had said. According to Rabbi Ami, the halacha would have been that she would have yibam, because he would say, no, she's not divorced. Because even according to Rabbi Chanina, it's not a shlichas as chayzer itzel hamashaleach. He says, I'm not so clear about it, I'm not so sure, and therefore we would have to, out of stringency, out of the doubt, she would have to have chalitza. She wouldn't go free without anything, and neither would she be able to have yibam. Now, actually, the Gemara tells us Haba Ovda. There was actually such a type of story that happened, and Va'atzcha Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. He required a get, meaning he required that she get another get because, as was mentioned before by Rabami, that there's a problem over here with the shlichas. She the same shliach la'ilacha cannot be shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore she never received it. And if she did, would be considered receiving that, and he really wasn't a shliach la'ilacha. So it's not a valid get. A new get would have to be sent, and he also required v'chalitza. Which the Gemara asked, Tarti? What do you mean? If you required another get, if she got divorced with that new get, she's already divorced. So why, when he dies, was it required for this woman to have chalitza if she's already not his wife? So the Gemara says, no. What he was saying was that either or. In other words, get michayim. And that is, if she desired to get married when he was still alive, then she would require another get, again, because of the problem that was brought up. But v'chalitza la'achar misa, if he dies and another get was not given to her, that's where you would require chalitza, because although that there is an understanding that Rabbi Ami has a point, which Rava had brought up, that there is a problem of that it's l'chaz shlichas es albal, but he agreed to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, where we're still not so clear about it. It's still a safek, and therefore there would be a requirement of chalitza, and not like seemingly how Rabbi Ami would hold that you could even do yibum, because they would hold that it's wasn't a gerushin whatsoever, they're not sure, and therefore requires a chalitza. Now the Gemara continues on these halachas of shlichas. Hahi davu karlo nafasa. There was a certain woman that the people would call her nafasa because that was her name. Her name was nafasa. Now the problem is also sahadi, the witnesses who the husband had authored to write the get and sign in it to be the witnesses and then give the get to his wife, kasuv tafasa. They made a mistake. Instead of writing nafasa, they wrote tafasa. So Amar Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Meshmei Durav, he said, Asu Edim Shlichusan. The Edim have fulfilled their agency. In other words, the husband authorized them to write one get to be the witnesses and to deliver it. Now, they already wrote one get. And therefore, he didn't author them to write another get, which is kosher. And therefore, it's over. They can't write another one until they're authorized again by the husband. Now, Maskev la Rabba asked on this. He says, what do you mean? Mi kamal, who did the husband tell to these two people, kesuvu chaspa behavula, to write a shard, to write a piece of junk and give it to her? What does that mean? They didn't fulfill what? They didn't do their agency one time. You're saying that he made them only one time a shliach. They did it. They did it wrong, but they did it. And that's, you can't do it again. He says, no, they never did it. Ela amar Rabbi. Rather, Rabbi says that, vade, definitely, where I would agree to what you're trying to say, not in the case that you're saying, but ikas of sahadi gita ma'alya v'avad, where I would agree with you is if they wrote a valket, they wrote nafasa, not tafasa, and then before it was given to her, then they lost it, then also edim shluchus, and then they already executed their agency, and they're not allowed to write a second get and to give it to her because they already wrote a valid get, and that's all that he had authorized them to do. That's why I would agree to you. But on that, even Maskeb L'Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asks and says, no, I disagree with you, Rabbah. Mi Kramalahu, did the husband tell to these people, Kesuva Vanchu Bekesaichu, write it and put it in your pocket? What do you mean? If it was lost, they never then fulfilled. The purpose was to give it to her. They never gave it to her. Then they never did it even one time, and therefore they could write over another get. Elam Rav Nachman, rather Rav Nachman says, Kaisvin Benais Nefil Meipam. No, they could write and give it even 100 times until it's done. It's not to write it one time. It's that she ends up getting divorced with this one get, and therefore you could continue doing it until you finally get it right. Now, related to this discussion, the Gemara says that Boyim and Ravim Rav Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, let's say Kasvu v'tnu l'shlech. Let's say the husband tells to these two people that are writing up the get for him and signing in it. He says, write it and give it to my shliach, meaning this guy that I've appointed him to do the guy who's going to do the errand part, to go ahead and bring it to her. Okay, so they did what he said, and they gave it to the shliach, and it got lost on the way. Maha, what's the halacha over there? In other words, do we say, Saluki salak lahu? Now here, he specifically removed them, because here they did everything in their shliches. It's not like the way you described it before, Rav Nachman, that they didn't end up doing what they were supposed to do, so they redo it even 100 times. Here, what they were all supposed to do, they weren't supposed to deliver it to her, they were supposed to give it to the shliach, and that's what they did, and they were there removed, and therefore they can't do another one. Ay dilmo, or maybe no, here also, until the get reaches her hands and she's divorced, he made them a shliach to write it. But what was it that he was telling them? Letircha didhu chayish. He was just concerned for their exertion. He didn't want to overwork them and to have them deliver it. So he didn't want them to have to go ahead and deliver it. But of course he wanted them to write it until it gets to her hand. And therefore maybe even in such a case, they would be able to rewrite a new one. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, he says that, I'll add on to the question. He says, even if you're going to say in the case that you just asked, that when he only says to the shlichim, Kisvu b'tnu l'shliach, write and give it to my shliach. And that's what they did. They wrote it and they gave it to the shliach and it gets lost. That in that case, you say that, okay, they did what they had to do, and because whatever he had asked from them, they did, and therefore they wouldn't be able to write a new one. But what's if v'yelichla mahu? What's in the case of where he additionally says that and bring it to her? In other words, do we say that since he said kisvu b'tnu l'shliach, write it and give it to the agent, v'yelichla, and he'll give it to her? Why do you add on those extra words, v'yelichla? Because he's making them shluchim to go ahead and rewrite it until it finally gets to her hands. That's why he specified so much, adding on those words, v'yelichla, or maybe it doesn't make a difference. And even then, since they did whatever they had to do, they're done and they're removed and they can't do it again. Says the Gemara, take it, let it stand. It's not clear what would be the halacha in those cases, if Rav Nachman would still hold Kaisim and Naisin even 100 times, or in those cases, he would agree that they're removed from the situation because they did and they finished their shliches and they wouldn't be able to write a new one, even though she wasn't divorced yet. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion of the Mishnah by quoting that Rav Shimon Gliel Omer, he said, regarding this halacha of a woman making a shliach l'kabbalah, is afoy meres tuli giti. It's not just only when she says, hiskabali giti, accept it from me, be a shliach l'kabbalah, even when she says, take my get from me, from my husband. He says that if the husband wants to retract, he cannot, because that's also considered as making her a shliach l'kabbalah. So similarly, the Gemara brings Tanabon in the Braisa, all these types of terminologies where if the woman says, tuli, take from me, or visali, or lift from me, or v'yehei biyadcha, let it be for me in your hand, as my agent to receive from the husband, kulan lasha kabbalah, and they're all terminologies of accepting, and therefore in all those situations, she would be divorced the moment the shliach gets it, and therefore in Ratzah Balachzah, the halacha would be, lo yachzah, he would not be able to retract, because in all those cases, the shliach is considered a shliach l'kabbalah.